And now, surveillance that everybody seems to love.
Republicans and Democrats have come out in support of some kind of body camera system throughout the country.
We should make sure every police department in the country has body cameras.
Many police chiefs want body cams, and so do defense attorneys.
This week, a New York Times CBS poll found that in the wake of lethal police encounters from Ferguson to Baltimore, 92% of Americans also want body cams deployed. Attorney General Loretta Lynch has announced $20 million in grants for the equipment, but body cameras pose a legal paradox. The footage is both a government record, theoretically open to open records requests, and a sensitive recording of encounters with private citizens. A patchwork of rules has emerged as municipalities confront not just the high cost of storing and processing the footage, but the inherent conflict between transparency and privacy. The Atlantic's Robinson Meyer says merely redacting the faces of citizens is a tough and pricey task.
A video captured by one of these cameras will have somewhere between 20 and 40 frames per second. I think it depends a bit on the manufacturer. And every one of those frames will need to be handled individually by a records agent for the government if it's going to be released to the public and not contain any personally identifiable information. So you think, what could that be? That could be a face. That could be a license plate number. And each of those frames, 20 to 30, will need to be processed before it can be released.
Is there a general rule of thumb on cost?
You know, you don't see a single rule on cost. What you do see is D.C., which is trying to exempt all footage from open records laws. A spokesman for the mayor's office there says that it's more than 4 hours of person time to redact a minute of video. And the other number that you see is that in Florida, in Sarasota, someone there asked for all 84 hours of the city's pilot body camera program and was told that it would cost $18,000. So let's say there's something that seems illegal happens in a community, something like the Freddie Gray incident, and activists or lawyers ask for all the video in that community for the week beforehand, which wouldn't really be an unreasonable request because often officers and the people who they are talking to have some kind of history. Then you're looking at more than 84 hours, even if there's more than just two or three cops on that block.
Now, different jurisdictions have come up with different solutions or non-solutions to the problem. Can you give me some examples of what some governments have done?
So in Los Angeles, where they're about to buy about 7,000 body cameras, the LAPD considers body camera footage to be evidence and therefore not subject to open records requests. In D.C., where I am, the mayor kind of actually snuck this two-line ordinance into her budget that would exempt body camera footage from open records requests. An interesting detail about D.C. is that the police union actually wants it to be public. It says the public has paid for this and existing FOIA regulations will be just fine. In Seattle, which lives under Washington State's very intense open records laws, and in fact, the government is actually liable for a certain amount of money per day to the requester for every day they fail to return the request. So Seattle's trying an experiment where it auto-redacts. It runs a huge blur basically on all the footage and releases it to a YouTube channel.
Can you even figure out what's going on? Isn't it, just literally murky?
I think that's exactly right. You look at the footage and it looks like blurs. And in fact, when you talk to privacy experts, even the folks who are concerned about the privacy implications of police body cameras tend to be like, you know, if we release all this, it's very likely that there could be abusive behavior that you would never be able to see because all the video will look like is just these two or three blurs.
There's a fundamental tension here between our rights as citizens to see what the government is doing with our money and with our rights as citizens to have our privacy protected by that very same government. I don't think you could get 92% of Americans to agree on whether it's day or night. But isn't it that the public just hasn't thought this through?
Yesterday, Massachusetts governor basically said exactly that, basically said Massachusetts isn't going to install body cameras as fast as a lot of other states are because if the public thought through all the privacy implications of them, they'd be more worried about them than they are. And he said, I actually am more worried about them than most people are.
I guess it's worth noting that in Ferguson, in Staten Island, in South Carolina, the video images came not from police body cams or dashboard cams on police cruisers, but from bystanders who had their smartphones on.
Yet every new citizen video prompts policy calls for body cameras. Body cameras have this ludicrously high public approval rating because they're perceived as neutral accountability tools that will catch cops from doing the worst kinds of activities and will deter cops. I think that will be the most interesting question of implementing body cameras nationwide is, even if we don't have all the policies worked out perfectly, will merely the fact that we're recording be enough of a deterrent to see some of this abusive behavior go down?
Rob, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Bob.
Robinson Meyer is an associate editor at The Atlantic, where he covers technology.
Coming up, Veeps, creator on craziness and claptrap in the nation's capital.
This is On the Media.